Pretend you're a woman with large breasts. There are as many episodes of Future Jerks as there are eggs in a carton of eggs.
And fingers on the hand.
Yeah. You know what else there's 12 of?
What?
The Smurfs.
Were there only 12?
I think so.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Two jerks on the opposite sides of a planet.
Scott Future in Ottawa, Canada.
And Ray Larrabee in Nagoya, Japan.
We are the Future Jerks.
Okay, in this episode of
Wait, where
Jerks,
was the key?
Well, the keychain, that's all forgotten. All forgotten.
Are you kidding me?
We lost the keychain.
All that recording
time. So if
you
didn't hear last week, I had our
We had Bob Rock
on
produce that keychain.
I know, I can't find it.
Oh my God.
And it was expensive too. That was thousands of dollars.
Yeah, okay.
So we'll just have to do everything manually. We got a special Olympic update. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did know that. I'm on the editing team.
You know, you think, oh, the Olympics are over. No, you're not hearing things. This is not an episode from 3 weeks ago. This is about the Special Olympics. It's a special Olympic update. In this episode of Future Jerks, you're going to learn about boosting.
That's right, Ray. Boosting. A testicle shocker shocks the athletic world in that little divot between the testicles.
Special Olympics athletes are shocking their own testicles.
The practice is known as boosting. It's done to increase blood pressure and heart rates.
Let's say someone's paraplegic, and then their blood pressure is not as good as some other paraplegic who has like normal blood pressure. They've got kind of low blood pressure. They will give themselves pain, right, to get their heart rate going up.
Right.
It makes sense. But it's kind of cheating.
Well, that's what they're saying. It is cheating.
Yeah, and shocking. I think they're twist. Like, what I read in the article is they're twisting or shocking.
Yeah.
With electricity.
Twist or shock.
Do they have special devices for shocking? Like, are they just hooking it up to a car battery? I mean, you're going to the Olympics. You got to bring the power is different in the country you're going to, maybe, right? So you don't want to plug your regular testicle shocker into a 240.
Right, but it could also be the twisting, you know.
Right. Well, the twisting I get, but I'm the shocking part is it's shocking to me because I guess you use one of those travel voltage adapters, and do you have to use like a homemade device, or can you just buy, you know, like in the dollar store, you can get these things. It's like it looks like a tennis racket, and you can use it for zapping bugs.
Right.
Take that and just hook up the wires from that. That should work.
Yeah, you can probably do that. Well, why can't you just stick your scrotum into an outlet?
I think that's going to burn them. You don't want to burn them.
They draw the line. Oh, because it shows the cheating?
Yeah, exactly. You're going to show. It would cause enough pain, but you're going to show like visible scrotal burning.
Right.
It's not good. Have you ever touched a live wire? Like a full...
What are we talking about?
it's kind of a sex industry talk.
No.
For an un-condom.
No, not... Well, no. If you're talking...
Oh, I have. I've been zapped many times by the... good old 120, 115, and it is very painful, and you wouldn't want to... I think that's overdoing it. I believe 50 volts is enough to get a good testicular buzz going on.
Testicular buzz.
Yeah.
They said that 17% of the athletes during the Beijing Paralympics that responded to the survey said they had boosted.
Yeah, and that's how many said they boosted.
That's right.
We can assume 50%.
You can assume more than that.
Yeah, and it's very unfair to women because they don't have, as far as I know, testicles.
I'm no doctor, but...
And they have ovaries. They can zap those and they can't be seen, so it's kind of cheating, too.
Is that right? Will that work?
You could take a hairdryer, cut the cord off, and kind of strip the wires, shove it right up there, and then you're going to boost much more efficiently than any male athlete could.
That's science.
If you're an Olympic athlete, that's in the regular Olympics, right?
The regular Olympics.
That's right. The non-special Olympics.
The mundane Unspecial. Olympics.
If you're in that, and you read about the story, or listen to this podcast, some of our listeners are probably Olympic athletes.
I think
a
lot of them. I think overwhelmingly, the numbers of Olympic athletes in our listenership.
If you have to be paraplegic for testicular shocking or boosting, as it's called, will that help you? Like, can right?
Well, I have. Okay, so it's funny you mentioned that because I've had a theory, unproven to date, that. That's what Lance Armstrong was doing to win his 7 tours. Think about it. He only had one, but he really twisted and shocked the hell out of that testicle.
You're right. And plus, it's going to be sitting on a bike seat after, so
that'll
keep the pain going.
Yeah, Lance Armstrong beat the test by beating his testes. It was ingenious. Instead of blood doping, he employed knob bopping.
Oh,
instead of steroids, he pinched his hemorrhoids.
Oh. That would work too. Can rectal boosting work as well? We got to interview some real Olympic athletes. Okay, so let's say I'm in the pole vault.
Right.
They've already tested me for boosting and I'm okay. I can kind of, when I'm running with the pole, you know, wedge it against my testicles when I'm launching up, and that boost is going to give me an extra boost of energy.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Now, will this boosting, because you know how professional athletes were using steroids, and then that kind of trickled down to the amateur athletes, like in the 80s, baseball players were using steroids, and then like it became something for even
bowlers.
Student athletes. Even kids and like high school athletes were doing it.
In the arcade game athletes.
Yeah.
And the mathletes. The mathletes have started.
Mathletes were the worst.
Yeah, they were the worst.
There's nothing worse than a roid raging mathematician.
It's true. The back knee.
They'll stab you with their compass.
Yeah.
No, we're not done with this topic. We're not done. Because I really think that this could be applied to everyday life. Why can't we boost all the time? For example, if I'm doing a driving test, boost.
Yeah.
Let's say you're going to get married and you've already been married. Did you boost?
Of course I did. I had to get through the day, right?
See, it's spreading everywhere.
I didn't have a term for it. I didn't know that I was doing that.
I'm just sad that in my sedentary life, I have no real need to boost.
Sedentary. Wow. Not sedentary?
I'm going to edit
I'm sorry,
that.
I'm going to have some...
I'm going to
have some aluminium.
That's the problem. Living in Japan, I'm starting to lose English a little bit.
It's true.
You know, I just don't use it that much.
What do you use?
Just like my,
you don't speak Japanese.
No, I just mumble to myself. Speaking of not using, I haven't been boosting, and so I feel like I'm missing out on this boosting thing.
Yeah.
What do you use for boosting? Do you give it the old micro pinch? Do you twist?
Can opener. Bottle opener and can opener.
See, in the Olympics, you couldn't use that because it leaves marks, but I guess in regular life, you don't
have to
worry
about it. Of course. I'd have to find somebody.
Who's going to check?
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess I need to do something where I need boosting.
It's just,
I really feel left out.
Why do you think men have zippers?
No. I can do the boosting. That's no problem. There's a million ways, 50 ways to boost your testicles.
I think that was
the song goes.
Yes, that's the song.
Rhyming Simon.
Yeah.
I've got to change my lifestyle. I got to take up ball hockey.
You do.
Ball hockey, which is a sport I just came up with using your testicles.
It's like pocket pool.
Yeah. Pocket pool, but more Canadian.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we beat the Russians at pocket hockey?
Yes, that was a very proud moment for Canada.
I was so happy. I was ecstatic, actually.
Yeah, it was 77, I believe.
What about academically boosting? Like, our kids in school boosting? You mentioned mathematicians, mathletes.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something? We got to really investigate this boosting thing.
Well, it's obviously just the beginning.
When did you first hear about boosting?
About 5 days ago.
When you read the show notes.
Yeah. No, I had read an article about it. I saw an article on CBC about it.
I was so excited because, you know, podcasts.
And it didn't even dawn on me that it was such a huge story that was
overlooked. I'm just really shocked. I think the big scandal is nobody's talking about
this. Why do you think that is?
I think the corporate powers that be want to keep it down because the drug companies profit from steroid use and other banned substances. They don't get any money from boosting. The only people profiting from boosting are wire manufacturers, clamp manufacturers, and the Vice Grips company.
That's a solid theory.
And the people that make those tennis rackets that zap insects.
That's right.
They're making a killing on this.
Wouldn't your muscle pants be an ideal type of garment?
Oh, you're right. My muscle pants have conductive wires going through them.
So... I think they're made for boosting.
You could just put a 9
like,
volt
like
in your pocket.
It's kind of like that Nancy Sinatra song.
How does it go?
My muscle pants are made for boosting.
Yes.
And that's just what they do. Uh-huh. These boosting muscle pants are going to boost all over you.
Boost all over you. I think that's going to be our episode title.
There. A Finnish teenager competed in a very important competition.
What's that?
Mobile phone throwing contest. It's an annual contest in Finland. It's one of their hugest...
It's been going for centuries.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It goes together with their wife-carrying competition that they have. A Finnish teenager threw his old Nokia phone 104.46 meters, which in Imperial is like 3 miles, I think. Is that right?
Yeah.
His throw bettered the gold medal javelin throw at the London Olympic by 17 meters, or eighth of a mile.
You know what gives them their strength? boosting. We got to check this kid.
Yeah, it's probably boosting.
And also, they listen to a lot of metal in
Finland. Yeah, they have
they're the world capital.
They are the world capital, aren't they? Boosting was definitely involved with.
I think so. I think you can boost with your phone if you just wire it up. You wire the battery up.
Well, that was what I was going to say. Plus,
you remember those old phones had like two little contacts on the bottom for charging.
Exactly. But you might be able to charge your phone also.
Oh, from the salty sweat?
From boosting. There might be some kind of symbiotic relationship that you get boosted and the phone gets charged.
It's such a loving relationship.
It really is.
I'm really, you know what, the boosting future, I'm really, at first I thought, is this really the way we want to go as a society? But I think it's better. We don't need drugs, we don't need anything, we just need to boost.
Well,
I'm really sorry that women get left out of this boosting thing. That's the only tragic thing.
I gotta tell you, I think we're gonna be moving on to the next segment, but I've been just dragging myself through this episode, but I'm pulling out the salad spinner and I'm going to just boost away.
You know what? I'm going to do the same thing. What am I going to boost with? I haven't boosted before. I've got a knife.
Do you have any Ronco products? Do you have Ronco products?
I do. I have. Oh, it's like a sandwich maker.
That's got to work.
Okay, let me get that.
Why aren't you yelling?
Okay, I'm ready to boost. You ready? It was just the thought of it. You know what? I'm going to boost a little later in the episode. I still got some coffee left.
Oh.
Okay, you ready for your boost? Are you going to boost or what?
I did.
Yeah. How do you keep silent?
Well, I have to, right? Like, you don't want to let on.
Oh, right, because in the Olympics, everyone would know they're boosting.
Yeah, if you're screaming right before you go, it might be a little bit of a tip-off.
I could never be an Olympian.
Why, excuse me, Mr. Larrabee, you're about to do the 400, but why do you have a fork in your testicles? That's always
there. You
could
accidentally fall
That's
on something.
That's a growth.
Does that disqualify you if you throw yourself at a fire hydrant?
You mean like you just run right into it crotch first?
Yeah.
Oh!
Oh, my God. Hey, we got to get to the news.
News from the year 2080.
Now, Scott, have you heard about this story about canned air? Because I sure haven't.
Really? Yet you mentioned it. Well, apparently...
Oh, right, I did. Okay.
Somebody has decided to make the equivalent of a Seinfeld episode in a can form. It's a product about nothing. It's literally...
But it's still air. Air is something.
It is, but it's air from, say, Paris or from New York. And they charge $10 for it. So you would open the can and it would be bits of air from Paris or New York.
Is it like pressurized, concentrated air? Like can I, you know, open this up and it's going to fill up the whole room or?
No, it's just a little can.
So you just kind of take a whiff.
Yeah. Well, hold on a second. I'll be back.
Oh, okay. I wonder what's going on.
Okay. Here at Future Jerks, we like to test products for our listeners. We don't want you to go out and waste your money. And we think of it as a public service. So yeah. We've gone out and we've got a can of the New York Air.
We sure did.
To try it out. And I'm going to try it out right now.
Oh. What does it smell like? I'm over here in Japan. I can't smell it.
Well, there's a hint of unshaven lady pits.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, that's the Paris one.
You know, it's like wine tasting. Scott, you're really Eastwooding this thing up.
What? You know what? I don't smell the urine, so this can't be New York.
Now, you know what it is? It's like those wine tastings where people, if you tell people, oh, it tastes like car exhaust and wet markers, and then people just go, oh, yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
Do you smell any urine, at least?
Well, that's the point. There's no urine. How can it be New York, really? It's a total fake. Why are we not boosting right now?
Yeah, you better boost to get through this wonderful story.
No.
This product is terrible. You know, last week we were talking about Pussy Riot, and we don't have to explain too much about that because they've been in the news so often lately. But one thing about Pussy Riot is they have popularized the balaclava.
That's true.
Everyone's wearing balaclavas nowadays. Mm-hmm. You have your balaclava?
Yeah, well, it's a wonderful dessert.
Scott, what are you talking about? Balaclava is a ski mask.
Well, no, it's the one with the pistachios on it.
Yes,
right? Balaclava. Who wears a balaclava? Pussy Riot, Spider-Man, and now the Chinese!
Yeah.
The Chinese.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
They have this new thing called a face kini.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, when you go to the beach, you want to...
Is it because they're ugly?
Asians?
I didn't say that. I think you did. It's almost okay because you live in Asia. What?
Why don't we at least explain what's a face kini anyway?
Oh, yeah. Let's do that. Well, it's like a bikini for your face.
That's why it's called face kini.
Yeah.
I never connected that.
Yeah, it protects your face from the sun. So when you're out bathing, you kind of look like a Mexican wrestler.
Oh, yeah, it looks like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're all different colors and stuff like that. Are they homemade or do you just buy them like that?
I believe that they're mass produced.
It seems like an okay idea.
Yeah.
You know, you go to the beach, you don't want too much sun nowadays because of the ultraviolet rays coming from the, what's that thing? Sun.
The ionizing death beam generator in the sky, yes.
That thing, it makes a lot of ultraviolet rays, and they're damaging to the skin. If you want to look young, gotta wear a face kini.
When you first see it, you go, I'm not so sure. But then you think about it, and you go, there's a lot of applications for this. Like, everybody's worried about the effects of the sun. There's ways to just tie it into the popular culture or the society. I mean, think about, well, every movie for the last, decade has been comic books.
Right, and they wear basically face kinis in almost all these movies. Batman. It's kind of like a One Piece.
Yeah. So, I mean, there you go. Kids love action movies.
When you see his nose and mouth, that's kind of like the belly on a two-piece bikini.
Exactly. So, you know, Occupy Wall Street, I think they were also on that wave, too. They've been an early adopter of the face bikini. Well, you've seen
them.
And
the Vancouver hockey riots.
Exactly, yeah. And then, you know, once it hits that kind of a critical mass, well, then the fashion world's going to jump on board. You'll see Stella McCartney coming out with the fall lineup of face bikinis.
You could have a celebrity's face on your face bikini. You could have Paris Hilton's face printed on your face bikini, and you look like Paris Hilton. You could look like your favorite celebrity.
And to be clear, Paris Hilton is my favorite celebrity. But that kind of thing could reinvent the fashion world. I mean, think about it.
Yeah, well, it's an article of clothing that has been neglected over the years. I think since the, the burqa.
Yeah, right.
Right?
That's
the
closest thing.
It's been around for centuries.
But they've never updated the look. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, one of the problems with the burqa is you know, let's say there's 50 people and you're trying to find your wife. It's hard to figure out which one is which because you're only seeing you're just seeing the eyes, right? And if they're wearing sunglasses, forget it. You got to go by height.
Right. So not only is it fashionable, but it's practical.
Yeah, because you can wear a certain color or pattern, and then you're going to know that's that person.
Right.
Oh, there's Paris Hilton. It must be Scott.
Exactly. That'd be easy. Although, I wouldn't be wearing a burqa, but...
Well, you might be wearing a burqa.
I could be wearing a burqa.
Do you still have it?
I do. I only take it out for special occasions.
Okay, so my wife wants a burqa.
Why? She's just belly dancing. It's like the antithesis.
There's a commercial on TV where they show you can buy this big black hat, and you can buy a... Like, oh, I can't explain it. Do you remember those hats in the 80s? Like, I think
I remember the hats.
Okay, well, there was a hat. It was a cap, and it had, like, you know what I'm talking about. It's a cap, and it had, like, the two flaps in the back, like a desert hat. You know what I'm talking about?
Two flaps in the back.
Yeah, yeah, it was a desert hat that had, like, a flap thing in the back, and you'd wear it, and it would, like, protect your neck from the sun.
Oh, you mean, like, the French Foreign Legion thing?
Yeah, 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 and it was, like, a little trend from like, 1985 till 1985.
Yeah, probably, like, April to mid-July.
Yeah, I remember I wanted one, and then it was over.
And then they were
like
deeply discounted.
It was over so quick. That was, so there's a commercial showing that, basically a big, big, wide-brimmed hat with the flap in the back, and then there's a thing you pull over your face that Velcros on the other side that basically it's like a burqa, like you're just seeing the eyes. And she's like, oh, I want that.
See, that's the problem.
But you see people on their bike.
The burqa's been poorly marketed. If it marketed correctly, all women would want it.
It's not like they're being forced to, but in a way...
Of course they're not being forced to. That's just crazy.
No, you know, UV rays are kind of like the Taliban now because they are... Are you following me? They're forcing women to wear burqas.
Oh, I thought they were engaged in the opium trade to finance their jihad against
the sun
evil
helps
Satan.
To grow opium. I didn't stomp all over your bit.
You stomped all over my bit. I would be boosted.
Boosting. Oh, I love boosting. Oh, we were talking about my wife wanting a burqa, but I think that's over. But people are on their bikes and they wear these face shields. She's got one too. It looks like a well. It's kind of like if you take a Las Vegas style visor, like a clear visor, and put it right down over your face, like a welding mask. So she has one of these, and she'll bike with this thing on. But you see women with these things all the time, with these big face shields.
Why?
UVs. And holding an umbrella. I've seen people with the shield and the big hat and holding a black parasol on a bike.
No offense, but that is one crazy country.
They don't even have boosting here, which is surprising. I was surprised. I thought it was
I don't know. I'm pretty culture. Sure I've seen some videos online about boosting.
I just haven't asked around. I haven't asked the right question. I just don't know the word for boosting in Japanese. That's my homework for the next episode.
That's a good idea.
I gotta find out what it is. They must have invented boosting.
As the face kini took off and the burqa became less fashionable, it probably would reduce shoplifting, because burqas are probably one of the number one causes of shoplifting and,
of course,
midget smuggling. So that, of course, was the public service announcement portion of the Future Jerks episode, which I think deserves your attention. The way to thank us, really, for this public service announcement is to go to the iTunes and give the show a 5-star review.
A 5-star review on iTunes would really give us a boost.
It really would give us a boost. I'm glad that we were able to discuss this topic and treat it very delicately. Speaking of fashion, did you read about that clothing store in India that's named Hitler?
What are you talking about? I've never heard of such a thing.
That's right. This week in Hitler.
Hitler news.
Yep.
Now, let me see a picture of this thing. Oh, it's a clothing store called Hitler. And it's not subtle. There's a little swastika in the eye.
Yeah. And the guy claims he's never heard of him.
Well, that's impossible, because everyone knows, as a school kid, Hitler would dot his eyes with swastikas.
Who did?
Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, I know, but in India they may not, because in India the swastika has a religious meaning.
Oh yeah, here too, but it's like a reverse swastika.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's a Hitler, but he doesn't have Hitler-y kind of merchandise.
No,
just the name of the store.
Yeah, but maybe he was just marketing. Like, is it fair that he's causing a controversy to get free press, like, on an incredibly well-respected podcast? We know some things about Hitler, but we don't know everything. I mean, we know he's known for his fascism, but he should have maybe been better known for his fashionism.
Exactly. Keep going.
Yeah, you can rethink or look at events from a different perspective.
Yeah.
That does bring us to the eternal question that if you had a time machine, would you go back in time and throw Hitler off of Project Runway?
Let me think about that. Time machine, and there's Hitler, but he's on Project Runway. I guess it would depend on... But is this Hitler, did he still kill 6 million Jews, or is this like he changed his career and he never did all that stuff?
Yeah, he still did. Yeah, we probably should kick him off.
Probably kick him off.
Yeah, I think that's pretty well the right answer.
Okay, I think it's boosting time. You ready? We both got a boost.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Ready?
Ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, just one last thing, since it's kind of related. You know, speaking of dictators, maybe, have you noticed that the trend of embalming communist leaders and putting their corpses on display has faded in recent years?
All right.
I think that there's a opportunity, and I'm it's just between you and me. We're kind of, let's cut this out of the show.
Make
a little moolah, if you know what I mean. All right. So what?
Okay, we won't. I'll cut all of this out. Don't worry.
Yeah. Why don't we start embalming celebrities and putting them on display?
Like dead celebrities?
Yeah.
But you have to kind of do this ahead of time. We have to figure out which celebrities are going to die, and then, don't you? Like,
well,
you can't dig up celebrities.
Right.
Oh, it's not a bad idea. If they had Michael Jackson preserved,
right,
people would pay to go see it.
Right.
Forever. Like, he could make a lot of money with this. So who would you do next? Like, you have to kind of predict who's going to die next. Who do you think it's going to be? Just pick randomly. Don't pick, because you can't pick, like, an old one. Because anyone could have figured Phyllis Diller, right, just because of the age. But The Rock?
Yeah.
That's kind of random.
Yeah.
He seems pretty healthy. So, let's say The Rock.
Crispin Glover.
People would fill stadiums to see Crispin Glover's corpse.
Yeah. You know what? Courtney Love. is pretty well the sure thing, right?
Yes.
Anyway.
Well, what about who died recently?
Well, that's it. That's what made me think of this, is that Sherman Helmsley, Mr. Jefferson. Yeah, we talked about him a couple episodes ago. Well, apparently he can't be buried because they're contesting his will. So, you know, that is a terrible thing that the man is unable to have a conclusion. But at the same time, it does present a unique opportunity, a money-making opportunity we will probably not see again in his lifetime.
How much would you pay?
Oh, I would pay upwards of $12.78.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, and just think of how many people would pay upwards of $12.78.
It seems like nowadays to be an entertainer, you have to compete with dead entertainers because that whole Tupac hologram.
Oh, yeah,
and now they're doing an Elvis, there's an Elvis hologram thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, in the future, we're going to have to, you know, you're competing with, oh, no one showed up at my concert because Bon Jovi's corpse was in the place next door, you know?
Are you saying that we have to reanimate them like Disney?
No, I'm saying they will. It'll be a combination of both.
Can we, like, people will want to boost them?
To make them animate? I think it'll be a combination of both. People will want to see the corpse because I don't think you can keep moving the corpse around without it falling apart. Like, you kind of have to keep it still.
Right.
It's going to wear out eventually. You don't want to wear it out because you're cutting into your future profits.
Okay.
Right? You don't want to take Gene Simmons.
See,
this
is why it's good to brainstorm these things.
Yeah.
I don't want to take Gene Simmons and have him
flopping around like a puppet,
exactly.
Like a Muppet all the time.
Yeah.
He's gonna fall apart. You have a hologram version of him.
Yeah.
I think in the future it's gonna be hard to do any kind of to be in the entertainment industry because it's all gonna be occupied by corpses and holograms of corpses.
It's true.
And it's hard to compete. Like, how do you compete with Elvis Presley?
Yeah, right. I mean, Bogey, they've been doing that in commercials and things like that for a while. There's not going to be any room left.
I think there's going to be a lot of joblessness in Hollywood.
You think Nick Lachey is going to actually have, like, a chance against
Bogey? It's already too late because I don't
Elvis.
Even know who that is.
Well, he was the guy who was, like, married to Jessica Simpson before when they did the reality show, right?
How would I know that? Because I'm distracted by the corpse of Tupac Shakur. Not the corpse, the hologram of Tupac Shakur.
Well, there you go.
And the corpse.
Well, there.
Do you think you and I could go on tour after we're dead?
That would be pretty cool. I've wanted to see the world.
I think by doing so, we'll probably get even more iTunes reviews than we're getting now.
Well,
don't worry about it. Wait till we're dead.
Babies, jerks of the future. Babies, jerks of the future.
This is the part of the show where I, a very expected father of a lovely baby boy, will answer Ray's biting questions about babies. Neither Ray nor I are baby experts, so our advice should not be followed. Ray has never been a father, will never be a father, as he had his testicles ruffled with pomade. It's stylishly tussled by itself. After years of daily use, the chemicals in the hair wax has rendered Ray sterile.
Yep, it's a sad, true story.
Wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? Even though my testicles are useless for making sperm, they work wonderfully for the art of boosting.
That's right. That's right.
They still work. They still work, baby.
You know, you would have thought that Ben Johnson would have been a good guy for boosting, right? I mean, the guy's name is Johnson.
That could have saved his career.
I know. Anyway, babies. Okay, I'll tell you, unknown fact for me anyway. When you're having a baby, it's like ka-ching, cha-ching all the time. People are giving you stuff all the time. They call it showers.
I thought you were saying something racist.
No, they're just... I don't understand that. But they're always giving you gifts and gift cards and things like that. I mean, I am making a mint. I am taking... Like, we had a shower last Sunday. I basically packed all the stuff into the vehicle, came home, and I sold it on eBay.
How much did you make?
Oh, it was like $600.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I went right down to the track. I doubled it. I mean...
Babies are money machines.
They are money machines. Whoever said that... Yeah, I don't know what... I'm hoping if this continues, I might be able to stop work.
Well, do you know, a friend of mine is adopting a baby in China, and it costs like 50 grand.
Whoa.
Babies are big money.
Yeah.
Who's getting all that money?
Well, the return on investment for that person who's adopting the child clearly should be good, based on my experience.
It's like the goose that laid the golden egg.
Exactly.
If I could excrete something from my body that made a lot of money, I'd be a jillionaire.
It's true.
But
it's
nobody
true.
Wants urine.
Nobody does want urine. Except for the New York canned air.
Yeah, if I could can... you canned could, urine somehow.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be a big seller. Here's the thing I was wondering if you had any insight on. I know you're not a baby man.
I do know a lot about babies, though, because I've seen the Muppet Babies.
Right, but it's more about a pregnant woman. I was talking to my wife, and we were having a conversation about whatever, like nothing. It was pretty routine, right? Like, you know, how was the muffin?
How's the muffin?
Yeah, are you going to eat that celery? And anyway, no, not celery. I was having a chat with my wife, and she said, I really like that Celine Dion song. And we went from there.
Right, it's a typical kind of married conversation. I know.
Yes. In the middle of this conversation, without any kind of warning, my wife just reaches into her shirt.
Yes.
Like if she's adjusting her bra or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And then she just pops something into her mouth. She had like a chip left in there. And I thought, what? Is this something common? Like, it's not the bra I thought was for support. It's a feeding sack. Like,
there's food in there?
Yeah, they're keeping food in there. They're hoarding.
So, does she buy a larger bra size in order to store more food?
Right. Like, if she's been doing.
Let's say if she's a C, do you buy a D? Or if you're, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. I'm looking for insights from listeners. I don't know if they've had this experience, but I thought it was because she was with child that her woman parts.
But wouldn't there be less room for food?
Well, unless it's just food that's taking it up.
Yeah, but if you put ham or salami or something in there, it's not going to take much space.
What do you mean?
Well, if you take off your, let's say, pretend you're a woman with large breasts.
Well, let's say you're not a woman with large breasts, and then you get bigger breasts.
Okay, medium-sized breasts, and you put some ham and salami and bologna and slap it against your breasts, and put your bra back on, it really won't affect your bra size one way or the other.
You're taking off
your bra, uh-huh. You're gingerly layering a layer of bologna, and then you're putting your bra back on. Your bra still fits, right?
But what happens if I'm putting like a hunk of cheese in there?
Oh.
Yeah.
What did she take out? What did she take out?
Well, I just know it was a chip, but it could have been, there's potentially anything in there. I don't know. I let her have her privacy.
Do you think we're neglecting our pants by not using it to store food?
That's a really good, I mean, that might be another use of that muscle pants.
I have another question about babies.
Yeah.
Your child is going to grow up. Now, I've already suggested to your wife that you get an Olympics poster on your wall.
Yeah, she didn't understand that. It really baffled her. Was there a particular reason why for the boosting?
Because your child is going to see the Olympic poster every day. Subconsciously, he's going to be like, I need to be the Olympics.
But you said Salt Lake City, so is it a Mormon thing? Or
it was actually the only Olympic poster that doesn't have something that's going to give kids nightmares.
Oh.
If you look at all the Olympic posters, there's like a creepy, muscular guy throwing a spear or something. Your kid's going to see that and like, you know.
And so why the Salt Lake City one?
Well, it was the only poster that wasn't creepy.
Yeah, but why? Olympic poster, but why Olympics?
It's because your kid is going to grow up to be an Olympic athlete, perhaps.
That's not really the reason.
When I grew up, on my wall, I had a poster for the movie Ghoulies. And look how I turned out. I really did.
I want to look that up.
Ghoulies. It's like a little monster coming out of a toilet. Not even Goonies.
Ghoulies, I think I see it. Wait, no.
I haven't seen it in years. That used to be on my wall. I gotta get that movie. I've never seen it. But I had that poster in my wall.
How old were you when you had this?
I'm about 15. I was about 15.
Oh, I was hoping it was like I'm 4. Oh my god, that's funny. Oh.
How young? Well,
you can feel the influence of Ghoulies on this show.
It's a green Cabbage Patch Kid coming out of a toilet, essentially,
my
right?
God.
This came out in 85, which is right after the Cabbage Patch craze in 84.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, wow. I think I've seen that, actually.
You're not thinking a troll?
I think I saw it. Used to be like on Super Channel or something, right? Like they'd always play some really bad stuff. I bet you I saw
probably.
It.
You've probably seen Ghoulies or Ghoulies 2. Is there a
Ghoulies
sequel?
2. I think, there was. Okay, so inspire through the poster.
Yeah, well, no, I'm saying, what are your guidelines For what? Boosting.
What?
For boosting.
We're back to boosting?
If he's going to be in the Olympics, he's going to boost.
Oh, God. I can't think after that poster.
There's going to be a point where your kid, if he's going to be an Olympian, he's going to want to boost.
Yeah.
And are you going to say, no, you can't boost, or what age is okay, or like, you're 16 now, I think it's time to start boosting.
Well, we're going to have a, you know, the talk.
Yeah, but as parents, you have to lay down the law. Like, what if you catch him boosting too young? If he's sitting there with his friend and they're both boosting each other, what's okay, what's not okay in the boosting
world?
Well,
first of all, I got two things to say about that. One, look, I think parenting's hard, so I don't have all the answers, Ray. I'm hoping that some good luck and faith that the right answers come to me, and I know what to do in the moment. I don't know what I'm going to do if he boosts, but I hope that in that time I'm able to find the right answer and guide him well. And the other thing I have to say about
beautiful.
That is,
yeah.
There was a Ghoulies 4. There was like a Ghoulies 4.
Ghoulies 4!
Wow.
Well, that's Ghoulies is basically, that fits in with Baby Jerks of the Future because they are basically little toilet babies.
Oh, man.
And actually, every newborn pretty much looks like a ghoulie when they come out. They're slimy and they come out of some sort of...
Urine.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I've been trying to help because my wife's a little afraid. Yeah. And, you know, we don't want him to stay in there too long to get too big. So to assist the boy in finding the exit, I've been dressing up like an usher at a movie theater, an old-time movie theater, with a flashlight. And I've been flashing it into her vagina and just telling him to follow the flashlight.
Oh, right. So you can be... Yeah.
Anyway, that's... it hasn't worked yet, but...
Yeah, so you're going to make like a movie theme. So he'll be like, wow. You could do like a Shawshank Redemption. Too.
Yeah, well, you know, you draw the curtains.
I've got news about muscle pants.
Oh, please.
Ooh, muscle pants. Yes, muscle pants. Yeah. Throw away your under boobs. Get ready to hustle. The better gifts that you can choose to help your middle muscle. Forget those boring under things in which you prance. Hand beams and your culottes belong in muscle pants. Muscle pants, yeah. Muscle pants, muscle pants, yeah, muscle pants, muscle pants. Okay, so I sent, you know, I did a muscle pants theme last time, and I sent that to my mother-in-law, who gave me the muscle pants, thinking, oh, she's really going to enjoy this. So I went over to their warehouse, and I said, hey, thanks for the muscle pants, blah, blah, blah. But the father-in-law was there. And then I got the word from my wife, hey, listen, don't mention muscle pants around your father-in-law, because he doesn't know that she gave you muscle pants. So somehow it's a secret that she wasn't supposed to give me muscle pants.
So wait a minute. It's the secret sisterhood of the Yaya muscle pants?
Yeah.
Mama muscle pants.
I don't know why the big secret. Like, why?
Know.
It's like forbidden to talk about it. But then afterwards, my brother-in-law came over and was like, muscle pants theme was so good. We loved it so much. We were really happy about that. So I was really happy about they enjoyed my excellent singing. But... it's just a weird little mystery. When I went over to visit, this is a weird thing, and I actually asked permission if I'm allowed to talk about this. My father-in-law does kind of crazy deals sometimes. He manufactures jump ropes and penis pumps, and he sometimes makes these deals. Somehow he ended up with tea bags. Thousands and thousands of tea bags.
Are you talking about testicles that are dipped into some guy's mouth?
No, real tea bags.
Oh, okay. Because that would have been a little strange, like you said before.
Yeah, especially to quantify in that way. Yeah,
yes,
it would have been strange.
Yes.
But I understand why you would have thought that.
It could have been used, though, for boosting, just so you know.
Right, tea bag. It's very close. So I had to go over there and help out. And
like,
we
for
had
instance,
to...
if you tapped on the forehead, that could be boosting.
So I had to help throw out these tea bags because they were expired. And you can't just take the tea bags. I mean, we're talking boxes.
What kind of tea?
Rooibos tea and ginseng tea.
Okay.
And so I had to start throwing out these boxes of tea. So then it was like an assembly line process of throwing out
tea.
Where were you
throwing them?
Well, we had to put them in bags. So we had to put the tea bags into larger garbage bags. And then we had to put the wrappers that were inside there that were holding the tea bags into separate bags. We had to break down the boxes and put those into big cardboard boxes. And it was like a whole day of just throwing out tea. It was like the Boston Tea Party. I don't know if this is hilarious, but it's just a weird story. And then I got heat stroke.
How is that?
So I was like, well, it was just really hot, and I was just dying, and so I took a break from that. And then the next day, went back, more tea bags, and now I'm going back on Monday and still helping dispose of these tea bags.
Just watch out, because you do that for, like, a little too long, and the British invade you.
Maybe that's what it is. I could be part of some big political revolt. That's why they don't want to talk about it.
You don't understand.
And it ties in with the muscle pants somehow, right?
How? We're not sure. Don't they have a pouch in the front?
Well, no, there's no room for anything. I couldn't even fit one potato chip in there. I could fit one potato chip. Well, that's it. Just one.
Just one. So obviously not a Pringles.
No.
Because you can't stop at just one. Oh, no, that's Lay's.
Actually, the curve of a Pringle would work... Because it's got that sort of toroidal, yeah.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a full report on that. I'm going back, and I think to prevent heat stroke, I should try boosting. Because isn't heat stroke because you've lost, you lose blood pressure to the brain?
Scientists have been saying that for minutes, that's the cause of heat stroke.
Well, I believe that boosting will help me prevent heat stroke. So we're going to find out how that goes on. I'm going to find out more about this muscle pants mystery. It's a very strange thing. Like, why the secrecy? Why does the father-in-law not want me to know?
I think that you should form these all into questions. Like,
so tune in next week where we'll find answers, hopefully, to these biting questions that have been nagging us unanswered. Why is Ray's mother-in-law not able to give him muscle pants? Why is thousands upon thousands of bags of tea being discarded under the cover of darkness?
Find out in the next episode of...
No, I'm not done.
Okay.
It's threes. So it's threes.
Right.
Why is there no Ghoulies 5?
Find out in the next episode of...
Future Jerks.